Melodic Connections is a nonprofit music association that offers music therapy lessons to students in Greater Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky, with an emphasis on individuals with special needs. In the studio this evening to tell us more is Melodic Connections Executive Director, Betsy Zenk Nusebi. Welcome, Betsy, to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, tell us about Melodic Connections. How were you founded? What are the programs you offer? Ages? Who can get involved?
Well, Melodic Connections is a low and often no-cost music therapy option for Greater Cincinnati families. When I was a teacher in Cincinnati Public Schools, I met a lot of students of a variety of ages that I knew would benefit from music therapy. But a lot, if not most, of our families of students with special needs are already covering the costs of speech therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and they don't have resources remaining for music therapy. So in order to solve this piece of the puzzle, I gathered a board to help me create an organization that would offer a low or no cost solution. That was in about 2008. And since then, we started with three classes in donated space. And we now have our own space and we offer classes every weeknight, multiple classes. We also have an adult conservatory day program. We just finished up our first summer of having summer social skills camps for kids. We performed at the World Choir Games this summer on Fountain Square. And this 2012 and 2013 school year, we will be offering music therapy to 10 classrooms at no cost to the schools. So, yeah, it's really exciting how far and fast we've grown.
Well, obviously, you're filling a need.
Exactly.
Your emphasis is on education, the education piece, thus the classes, but
yes.
Also on performance.
Education and performance and all of this ends up also having a therapeutic value to the students. So when students come in, and when I say of all ages, our youngest has been 5 years old, and I also have a 65-year-old student right now, so it's all ages. When students come into our studio, we help them build skills on their choice of guitar, keyboard, voice, or drums, or maybe a little bit of all four or a couple of them, just whatever their combination of instruments is they'd like to choose to learn. And then we help them take these skills to being able to perform with them in a group. And then out of that come the performances and all of the social benefits that come with that for a lot of our kids. Maybe some fine motor, just a whole different array of skills that come from learning the instruments as well.
And I imagine that their knowing that there's a performance opportunity, too, adds a lot of excitement to the whole program. I bet you that is the icing on the cake, I would think.
It really is. And once someone gets one of those performances under their belt, then they're just kind of hooked. And through those performances, we've been able to create a really varied and wonderful supportive community at Melodic Connections. Our students come from all over the city, from Liberty Township and Mason and Westchester, all the way down to Northern Kentucky. We have students from over the Rhine area, the east side. It's amazing to see all of our students and families gather in either in our studio setting or wherever our latest performance is and just celebrate these abilities through music.
How does music therapy make a difference for people with special needs?
I really feel that in addition to building the self-esteem and the self-advocacy skills through the performances, music therapy is defined as building a variety of skills through music. So, for example, I have worked with students who maybe have no desire to learn how to feed themselves independently, but they do have a big desire to learn how to play a drum. So those motions are actually very similar. So maybe we help them learn how to play the drum, which is really motivating to them. And then gradually we show them that it's very similar to learning how to feed yourself. It's these skills that come from learning how to play music that are just so important. Another example is that I worked with a student who wanted to learn how to play piano, and his mother wanted him to learn how to play piano. He was 6 years old. Within a year, his occupational therapist started him on a computer keyboard typing program that she typically starts kids with his needs at about age 8 or later. So she was actually able to start him a year earlier on a computer typing program. And his mom really attributes that to his desire and want to learn how to build those muscles, those fine motor skills through the playing piano.
I was really taken with some of the comments by parents that I read. One was learning colors and then the dexterity, so
yes,
ability to finally be able to do some handwriting as a result of the work on the keyboards and developing the dexterity in the fingers.
For a lot of kids, it's not fun when we're learning how to read to practice fluency, reading something over and over and over again. But that's part of learning how to play an instrument, is reading a piece of music two or three times in a row. And so that skill, then naturally a child can say, oh, so that's why I need to practice this. Or they are just practicing their fluency skills by reading something. What's amazing is watching, too, first of all, the smiles on the performers' faces when they're performing and shaking people's hands afterwards, and the smiles on their parents' faces, too. They have such a sense of pride from all of that. And hearing them talk to each other afterwards about their performances and things that were great, and then making those connections like, oh, this song that we sang was so cool. And what if we planned a Jimmy Buffett song together now, or a Beatles tune? Let's go and work on this one together. Everybody's going to love that one. So it's that pride and that self-esteem that comes from it. And then what builds from that are the relationships and the connections.
You keep your classes at a very low cost, so it's accessible, I'm sure, to the most amount of people. But you have an event coming up September 26th that will help.
Yes.
A lot of connections with keeping those costs low. Tell us about the event.
We have a 1-yearly fundraiser. It's on September 26th. We have lots of items up for raffle, and they can make donations of items to the raffle. We'll have up on our website a way to buy raffle tickets if you're not able to come to the event. But coming to the event is a really nice way to meet a lot of the people who are behind the scenes helping this really happen, too.
What else is going on at the event itself?
It's a time for us to gather and celebrate, and we'll be watching the World Choir Games. If you missed it, we'll have a video up of that, and just a lot of celebrating our accomplishments from the past year.
And anybody can attend?
Absolutely, yes.
Melodic Connections is unique, and obviously you're making a big difference for folks with special needs in the city by making connections through music. I've been speaking with Betsy Zenk Nusebi. She's the executive director, and you're the founder of this organization.
Yes.
They have a special event coming up on September 26th. And for more information about their music therapy programs, you have classes, workshops for all ages, go to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey Allgaier.